صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
سيدنا أبو إسحاق عمر بن حسين سمرقندي رحمة الله تعالى عليه. He has wrote an amazing story in his book. Let's listen to this inshallah ta'ala and we will gain the benefits of this as well. He mentioned that a rich merchant used to live in the city of Balkh. He had two sons and he died, and so his sons, they equally distributed his property between one another. This rich merchant, he had three blessed heirs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mu'in Mubarak. They were also included in the inheritance. They both took one hair each. And now the third hair, the third Mu'in Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this remained undistributed. The elder brother said that let's cut this hair into half. You take half, I will take half. The younger brother said, no. By Allah Azza wa Jalla, it is not possible that we cut the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This will breach the sanctity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the respect and the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Following this, the elder brother, he realized that, okay, it seems like that this individual, my younger brother, he has special love and respect for these blessed hair. So he said, okay, you take all of these three hairs and give me all of the wealth. So that brother, younger brother, he accepted this. And this was a means to test the love of the younger brother. But he accepted this and he took it upon himself. Now what did the younger brother do? He took these blessed hairs and he gave all of his property to his brother. And he said that you keep the wealth and I will keep the treasure of the Mu'in Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the younger brother, he would stand before the Mu'in Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would continuously recite Durood-e Pak, salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereas his elder brother, he would remain busy in business. Following that, by the command of Allah, the elder brother, he faced problems and difficulties in his business. He started facing loss in the business. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he put barakah and blessings in the business of the younger individual. Eventually, the elder brother, he had nothing left. Everything had come to an end. And after some time, the younger brother, he also left this world. A pious man saw him in his dream that the younger brother was accompanied by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, convey my message to the people that whoever wants to ask anything from Allah Azza wa Jal, they should come and visit his grave. Who wants to ask anything from Allah should visit his grave and ask Allah for what he needs. Hence, people started visiting the grave and du'as started being answered at his grave. A large number of people would begin to visit the grave of this younger brother. And his sanctity reached such an extent that many times even riders of animals, they used to pass by it and they would get off their rides, the animals, and in respect, they would walk along with the animals till they have passed the grave of this younger brother and then continue their journey. My dear son, this is the true love, respect, reverence that the younger brother showed. And look at the favor that he returned in addition to this.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.